Good morning. This is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. The Russians are leaving, as they said they would. With NATO missile deployment assured in Europe, the medium-range missile talks in Geneva ended this morning after just 20 minutes. Richard Roth reports.
The Soviet delegation's statement was terse. The talks had been discontinued, a spokesman said, with no date set for their resumption. A U.S. statement put a slightly different emphasis on what happened, seeming to indicate the Kremlin may be just taking an earlier-than-scheduled pause in the talks. U.S. officials said the Soviets had discontinued the present round of negotiations. It is no secret that this round of talks was scheduled to end in less than a month, with a resumption planned in early January after the holidays. There was nothing said publicly by either side today to rule out that resumption. Richard Roth, CBS News, Geneva.
President Reagan says he is not surprised by the walkout, but he is disappointed. He adds he doesn't think the walkout is permanent.
I have to believe they'll come back, and I can tell you that we're not going to sit here with false pride. We will do everything that we can to bring them back.
Kenneth Edelman, the chief of the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, also views the walkout more in sorrow than in anger.
For the Soviets to walk out of the negotiations is for the Soviets to walk away from serious arms control. The fact is that we think the walkout is both unwelcome and unjustified. It's unwelcome because we wanted to solve a serious security problem through arms control. And it's unjustified because we have been negotiating in Geneva with them for 2 years while they have been deploying. And now they say that they will walk out when we have the prospect of deploying at the end of this year.
The deployment, however, had the ultimate strategy of having them walk closer.
That is correct. And we still believe that the Soviets will have real incentives to make a serious arms control effort. They have not done so thus far.
All right. In theory, I believe it's believed that by December 15th or thereabout, there may be some partial deployment of missiles. Do you anticipate that the Soviets, after Christmas, during Christmas, or when, may be willing to negotiate?
The fact is that we're prepared to negotiate whenever. We wanted and offered the Soviets to stay in these negotiations through mid-December and to come back in mid-January to continue them. So we will be there, prepared, and eager to negotiate whenever the Soviets are ready.
Kenneth Edelman, the chief of the American Arms Control Agency, who adds that the strategic talks will continue on schedule in Geneva.
This is Don McNeil in Moscow. The Soviets have downplayed the breakoff of negotiations in Geneva. A four-line task dispatch from that city says only that the talks have been discontinued for the present round, a much softer expression than the word walkout. However, TASS issued a bitter commentary on last night's vote in the West German parliament approving the deployment of new American missiles. The Rubicon has been crossed, TASS said, and West Germany will be turned into a testing ground for overseas nuclear maniacs. A green light has been given, TASS said, to turn the Federal Republic of Germany into a launching pad for American first-strike nuclear weapons. The decision in the Bonn Parliament, the commentary said, was taken with complete disregard for the will of the West German people, the vast majority of whom the Soviets claim are against the American deployment. TASS also said the vote was of dubious legality, that contrary to the West German Constitution, it transfers essential sovereign rights of the Federal Republic to the American president, who holds the key to the new missiles. Don McNeil, CBS News, Moscow.
Nissan trucks are... Isn't that the new $59.99 Nissan truck you're loading?
Yep.
Hauls over 1,400 pounds?
Yep.
In a double-wall steel bed?
Yep.
With the most powerful standard engine in its class?
Yep.
Anyone else offer you all that for a sticker price of $59.99?
Nope.
You can't beat Major Motion from Nissan.
Major Motion.
It's the difference between just a truck and a tough hunk loaded with Nissan technology. Like the only twin-spark Hemi head engine and 5-speed overdrive and power front disc brakes, all standard. The new Nissan regular bed, sticker priced at $59.99, excluding title, taxes, license, and destination charges. That's Major Motion.
Come alive, come and drive. Major Motion from Nissan.
See the full line of new 1984 Nissan trucks at your Datsun dealer.
It's cold turkey in Beirut. The Marines had settled down for their Thanksgiving Day dinner when the alert went out. A car full of dynamite might be in their area. Under condition one, they grabbed flak jackets and helmets and dived for their foxholes. They'd been celebrating Thanksgiving a day early as a security precaution. Published reports that the Marines might be allowed to get more aggressive under fire have sparked an FBI inquiry. Deborah Potter reports from the White House.
The investigation by the Justice Department was ordered following news reports in mid-September that the administration was considering allowing U.S. Marines in Beirut to call in airstrikes to defend themselves. At the time, there was no major controversy, no public objection from White House officials, and in fact, the very next day it was announced the president had approved the recommendation. But the Justice Department was ordered to investigate because it appeared the story had leaked out of a top-secret meeting of the National Security Council. The investigation reportedly involves very senior administration officials, including Chief of Staff Baker, CIA Director Casey, and the Secretaries of State and Defense. One report says they've already been interviewed by the FBI. But the usually reliable sources around here are shying away from discussing the probe. The public position is no comment. The major reason? The investigation itself is considered classified. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
A powerful storm called Dangerous by the Weather Service is moving toward the Great Lakes of this country now. 19 travelers have died in its wake, and the forecasters say getting to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving is going to be tough from Colorado to Minnesota.
We'll have more news after this.
What services do you use at ADP?
We use all of their interactive services.
Why do you need ADP?
Well, we need it because of the expertise that ADP can give us. They, in effect, serve as a computing company for us, just as their ads go.
ADP, the computing company.
Exactly. It saves me a lot of aggravation. I can place one phone call to ADP, and they solve our computing problems. They've helped us with the installation, with the training, with the forms.
How much time do you figure they save you?
An enormous amount of time, because I didn't have to go to all the different people who are independent contractors to design the programs, the forms, the maintenance, the installation, and that saved me hundreds of hours because I can then devote my time to running our company, not becoming a computer expert.
What do you do with all that time you save?
We go out and sell more and add to the bottom line.
You're interested in profit?
It's part of our bylaws.
So ADP is good?
I think they're terrific.
For business?
Absolutely. Does this sound like a commercial?
It is.
Call ADP, the computing company, at 213-774-7410 or 714-994-2000.
Yet another ceasefire agreement's been forged between the PLO factions in Tripoli. Doug Tunnell has details in Tunis.
PLO loyalists have agreed to a formal ceasefire in Tripoli and called for fighters from all sides in the battles there to leave the city and its suburbs. The appeal was issued in the name of the Al Fatah Central Committee and Chairman Yasser Arafat, according to Arafat supporters in Tunis. It made no mention of the rebel demands that Arafat must resign before he will be permitted to leave the town. PLO officials here said negotiations for implementing the evacuation of fighters from Tripoli are scheduled to begin in Damascus later today. An Al Fatah Central Committee representative, Abu Shaker, is in Syria now, along with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister. A second Arafat envoy, Abu Saeed, is scheduled to join them in Damascus tonight. The statement did not specify how Arafat's men proposed to leave Tripoli. They are surrounded by hostile forces on all sides. The Central Committee of Arafat's Al Fatah group has dispatched two more delegates to Moscow for talks with the Soviets on the impasse in northern Lebanon. Officials here said diplomatic moves in the last 24 hours have been conducted after consultation with Arafat in Tripoli. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Tunis.
NASA says the orbiting infrared telescope that's rewritten the roadmaps of eternity is now dying of a fever. The iris, as it's known, must be cooled to 455 degrees below zero in order for it to work. A couple of nights ago, the liquid helium used for the cooling purposes ran out. Iris is now increasing its temperature by 0.4 of a degree per hour and soon will be inoperable if it is not already. During its 10 months of working life, Iris produced evidence of other systems similar to this one. It discovered five comets and distinguished 200,000 objects in the universe, finding a ring of solidifying material around the star Vega. Gold was not starring in London this morning. It's fixed at $375.75, down about a dollar from yesterday. The U.S. dollar is lower again this morning against most of Europe's money.
Come alive. Come and die. Major motion from Nissan.
Nissan Sentra. It's America's leading import. Does anyone out there know why? Come on, radio listeners, participate. Let's hear from you.
Sentra's got a lot of room.
Right, seats five with room to spare. What else makes Sentra number one? Come on, you, driving the blue van.
The Sentra's got great gas mileage.
You said a mouthful. EPA estimated 35 mpg, 49 highway with 5-speed. Use 35 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage lower. Any other reasons?
Front-wheel drive.
High-powered overhead cam engine.
You're both right. Nissan Sentra is Nissan technology at its best. And that's what takes it beyond transportation all the way to major motion.
Come alive, come and drive. Major Motion from Nissan.
At your Datsun dealer.